Stephen Schooner is a professor of federal contract law at George Washington University and a former associate administrator in the Office of Federal Procurement Policy. He's been looking into the numbers of contractors who've been killed or wounded in Iraq and Afghanistan for years, but as he told the commission today, good numbers on contractor casualties haven't been easy to come by, unlike fallen members of the armed services.
In the United States today, you can find out unbelievably explicit, accurate information as to which members of the military have died supporting our missions in Iraq and Afghanistan. You can get the numbers, you can get the names, you can get the photographs, the hometowns, what they were doing, and how they died. The interesting part of this story is that as of now, what we understand is since we've been in Iraq and Afghanistan, more than 25% of the people who have died pursuing our missions have instead not been members of the military, but contractor personnel. Frankly, there is no public information readily accessible through which the public can gain this information.
Schooner gave the commission a preview of a study that will be published in the Journal of National Security Law and Policy later this year. He found that since 2001, at least 2,300 contractors have died in Iraq and Afghanistan. More than 51,000 have been wounded. And as U.S. troops leave the two countries, the proportion of contractor deaths to service member deaths has been steadily increasing year by year. In Afghanistan, for example, his estimates show there were 574 soldiers, sailors, Marines and airmen killed between January of 2010 and March of this year. Meanwhile, there were 474 contractors killed. Schooner says most Americans are totally unaware that almost as many contractors are now dying as soldiers, and he says that's a problem.
I begin from the simple premise that the public ought to have some idea who's dying in Iraq and Afghanistan pursuing United States national interests.
His second premise, he says, is that death tolls have a lot to do with public opinion.
There's a fair amount of research and thinking over the last few decades on what the economists refer to as casualty sensitivity. The basic premise is one of the most significant metrics that the public uses in trying to figure out whether they support military action abroad or oppose it once we're engaged in that action is how many people are dying in the pursuit of government interests.
Schooner does not claim the government has made a conscious effort to hide the death toll by shifting to a more outsourced workforce in war zones, but he does say that a general demonization of contractors in politics and in the media makes their deaths easier to overlook. But he says so does a lack of data. Schooner says he began filing Freedom of Information Act requests midway through the last decade to get a handle on contractor casualties. At that time, he says the only reliable metrics were maintained by the Labor Department, not by the Defense Department.
It's reprehensible that the Defense Department doesn't believe it's a significant priority to keep track of how many people are dying in Iraq and Afghanistan. Every examination today indicates that the Labor Department data is better than what's in SPOT, and the Labor Department data, at best, is inaccurate, probably underreporting, almost exclusively late, and subject to all kinds of vagaries.
SPOT is the Synchronized Pre-Deployment and Operational Tracker. It's the web-based system that DOD, the State Department, and the U.S. Agency for International Development agreed to use jointly after Congress mandated in 2008 that the three agencies maintain coordinated databases on contractor personnel. But the Government Accountability Office found in October that DOD still did not have a system for tracking killed or wounded contractors, and that Labor Department records of insurance claims were still the only reliable data source. The Wartime Contracting Commission itself found in its interim report to Congress in February that contractor deaths should not be ignored, but, quote, should be a part of the public debate on the cost of war. Schooner this morning praised the panel for reaching that conclusion and urged them to keep that language in when it presents its final report this summer.
We still have a few weeks left until Memorial Day. I think that we will evolve as a nation when the President of the United States on Memorial Day thanks not only the men and women in uniform for making the ultimate sacrifice, but the contractors who in fact done the same. In an era where the President, the Congress, and the public objectively disdains contractors and thinks of contractors as some kind of evil element that is disrupting the fabric of the nation, at some point maybe we ought to be a little bit more honest about the criticality of the task that contractors serve, particularly with regard to making the ultimate sacrifice.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.